It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 144. Special guest this week, Dallas Green of City and Color pops by with his guitar to play us a couple of songs. A performance I can sum up in five words. Unbelievable. Or I suppose that could be one word, depending on. Also, we talk about the song Midnight City by M83. Sonic Boy Andre recognized an interesting sound in it. And a couple of news and entertainment tidbits from the week. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 144. Thank you for downloading. And don't forget to rate the podcast.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Tracy Morgan was hospitalized after collapsing at the Sundance Film Festival. A rep for the 30 Rock star blamed the collapse on a combination of exhaustion and altitude, adding, quote, "Any reports of Tracy consuming alcohol are 100% false." Which is Hollywood speak for he got drunk and passed out. And Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, likewise, spent the night in a hospital in Australia. He was admitted after, quote, "His heart showed signs of distress." So, cocaine then. And a third installment in the Ghostbusters movie series was greenlighted some time ago. But there is some doubt surrounding the project now following rumors that Bill Murray rejected the script. Co-star Sigourney Weaver said she's not sure what's going on with the movie. And then added, "Zool." And rumors have surfaced that Heidi Klum and Seal are getting a divorce. Which really isn't a big surprise, I suppose. They probably don't have a lot of time to spend together, with her constantly traveling to work on the seventh season of Germany's Next Top Model, and Seal, you know, pretending he's still famous.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Now, I got a call from Sonic Boy Andre, who thought that M83 song, Midnight City, this one. Yeah, Andre thought it sounded kind of like the panda sneezing clip on YouTube. Seriously, take a listen. Okay. Here's the panda sneezing. Okay, M83. And the panda sneezing. Well, see, I decided to take this noise sound here, invert the phase on it, and by doing that, you can actually erase the entire noise from the whole track, so you can sort of clean it up a little bit. It's okay. Cleaned up panda sneeze. And it's a little bit higher than this. Yeah, the pitch is a little high, so I lowered it a little bit. Okay. Now here's what happens when you put them together. M83 with the panda sneezing. Turns out Sonic Boy Andre could be right.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
It came out this week that YouTube videos are viewed 4 billion times a day. 4 billion! That's a 25% increase in just the past 8 months. And not only are the views up, the amount of videos being uploaded to the site is increasing too. In fact, there's another hour's worth of videos added to that site every second. Yeah, like if you were to stay current with every YouTube video, you'd need 3,600 computers. And a street food vendor in Vancouver has just upped its game. Yeah, Dougie Dog Hot Dogs now has a tube steak on the menu that will set you back $100. Now, what is so special about this hot dog? Well, it's infused with 100-year-old Louis VIII cognac. Yeah, like $2,000 a bottle. Which probably isn't the recommended way of serving it if you run out of cognac snifters, mixing it with lips and assholes and stuffing it in a sheep's intestine. And Starbucks is planning to add beer, wine, and even food to their menus in a handful of stores in the U.S. If the items sell well, they may expand the concept to other stores. My question, if you pay $4 for a cup of coffee, how much are you going to pay for a pint of beer?
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Demi Moore has dropped out of the upcoming Linda Lovelace biopic due to health problems. She was recently admitted to hospital after reportedly suffering a seizure. You know, I hate to hear about people in poor health, but, I mean, she weighs 11 pounds. I'm guessing the doctor prescribed eating something. And Simon Cowell is launching yet another TV talent search competition. This time, though, it'll be to find the world's greatest DJs. Now, I'll confess I'm a little bit intrigued. I mean, DJs are kind of a strange breed to begin with. You add in a talent competition component? Wow, there will be weirdos crawling out of the woodwork like you've never seen. Seriously, think Virgin Diaries multiplied by Hoarders. And 2011 was a huge year for Apple. Now, not only did the company sell 37 million iPhones, 15.5 million iPods, last quarter the company moved 5.2 million Macs, surpassing the number of PCs sold during the same period. And a new study shows that Facebook users have lower self-esteem than people who don't use the site. Experts speculate it has something to do with being constantly bombarded with other people's vacation photos and life events. Personally, I think it's because you're ugly and stupid and no one will ever love you.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, we have some new insight on the cause behind Demi Moore's seizures that sent her to hospital earlier this week. Whippets. She was inhaling the nitrous oxide from an aerosol whipped cream can. Really? 48 years old and you're doing whippets? I mean, this is a woman who married a man with the IQ of a toddler. I really didn't think my opinion of her could get any lower. Guess I was wrong. And could Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie finally be ready to walk down the aisle? Well, the couple has always been vague about their intention to marry, but Pitt recently admitted that they'd, quote, actually like to tie the knot. Well, they've been together for 7 years and adopted more children than World Vision. It could be time. And just what are the two scariest words in the English language? Let's talk. Yeah, a new study found that 89% of men assume the worst when their partner says, let's talk. Only 61% of women do the same. And in a recent interview, Pat Sajak admitted to hosting Wheel of Fortune drunk. Now, see, the funny thing is, most of the viewers probably never even noticed. I did, though. I could tell right away, because instead of asking the contestants to spin the wheel, he just told them to hang on to the wheel and let the room spin.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell podcast.
Well, last week we learned that the reported cause of Demi Moore's seizures and subsequent hospitalization was whippets. Well, now it comes out that she's addicted to Red Bull. Which you may say, well, just because you like something doesn't mean it's an addiction. Well, the people at Red Bull claimed Demi even had a regularly scheduled delivery so she never went without. That's hardcore. And sounds like NBC could have a spinoff of The Office planned for next year. The new series will be centered around Dwight Schrute, Rainn Wilson's character, all about the Schrute family, their bed and breakfast, and beet farm. It could even be introduced later this year during an episode of The Office. And Snoop Dogg said in a recent interview that Kim Kardashian is a hoe and that Chris Humphrey should have never married her. Now, while I can't necessarily disagree with that statement, I think we can all agree that if Snoop Dogg thinks your life is on track, it's probably time to reevaluate. And a strip club in South Africa has unleashed a new line of aftershave products that smell like the excuses a man might give his wife if he spent the night at a strip club. One of the scents in the line is called My Car Broke Down, which smells like fuel, burnt rubber, grease, and steel. I decided to give it a try after a night at the dollhouse. I got home, my wife took one whiff of me and asked if I was having an affair with a robot.
The Lane Mitchell Show presents another live Sonic session performance.
Joining us today in the Sonic Listener Lounge, guy who sold out two nights, actually, over at the Jubilee Auditorium, City in Colors, Dallas Green. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I will confess, I was creeping on your Facebook page, and I wanted to read out a couple of the comments from last night's show.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because you know how nice people usually are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Thankfully for you, all of the nice people are on your page.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were going to read some bad ones.
Laura Semenek writes, amazing voice, beautiful show. And I see another one here from Chad Tithcott.
Oh, yeah, Tithcott.
Yeah, who writes, Dallas Green, you make Britney Spears sound like a calving mastodon. I'm going to try and see you again tomorrow.
Well, I would hope so. Britney doesn't even actually sing, right? That's no diss to her. I mean, she hasn't sang for what? Forever. I would hope that I sound better than her because I'm actually singing.
Anyway, your latest album, Little Hell, came out about a year ago. What have you been up to since then?
Just been on tour, pretty much. Did a first ever sort of full European headlining tour, and then we did 6 weeks in the States right after that and took Christmas off, and now we're traversing across the Great White North.
Well, one of the songs you're going to play for us today is one called The Grand Optimist. Great tune. What can you tell us about that song?
That's a song about, I guess, about my parents and how I sort of see myself as them and not, I guess. I sort of always told my father I was going to write a song about him called The Grand Optimist. But I always thought I was joking, just because he's always trying to get me into a better mood and always telling me things aren't that bad and you get through it. And I never actually thought I would, but I just started writing one day and it came out.
Is that a strangely personal thing to bring to the stage with you every night? You know, and even now that you have, you know, City in Color used to be sort of you and a guitar, but now with your bandmates and stuff, you know, taking something that's personal like that and kind of going, hey guys, this is me. This is my family.
Yeah, it can be at times, but I guess I still just try to write the songs in a relatable enough fashion that people listening at home or whatever can just draw from their own experiences, you know?
All right, City in Color, The Grand Optimist, live in the Sonic Listener Lounge.
Complications due to things that I've left undone. That all my debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades, with a master of none. Father, yeah. He's always looking on the bright side, saying things like, son, life just ain't that hard. He is the grand optimist. I am the world's poor pessimist. You give him burdens sometimes, and he will escape unscarred. I take after my mother.
the City and Color Sonic Session, the Grand Optimist, live in the Sonic Listener Lounge. Now, Dallas, one thing I noticed last night at the show, there was really two kinds of people. There were the people who were a little too timid to sing along and that type of thing. And then there was the, for lack of a better term, the woo girls. You know, the woo!
Yeah, yeah, there's and then I don't know if you noticed there's a couple of guys like that, too. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that I've sort of got it to the point where it's just kind of like all walks of life are coming. But sometimes I want to go down and just go, would you stop it for 2 minutes, you know? But, you know, it's okay. They're having a good time.
Well, I mean, with City and Color, you know, compared to Alexis on Fire, I mean, the crowds are different. The venues are different. I mean, Alexis on Fire never would have played at the Jubilee. I mean, you guys would have played like the Shaw or something like that.
Well, I think the thing... The thing that I like about the theater, it just for those quiet moments, there's just no better place. I know I can see some people during the louder moments, like the rockin'er moments, like you can see people kind of a little bit like they don't know what to do. Like, plus I think a lot of people that are coming to these shows now they're not used to coming to a show like that. You know, maybe they come from just seeing Alexis at the Shaw or at Ed's or something like that, and they're not too sure. So that's kind of cool, too. I like taking people out of that and giving them a different experience in a way, you know?
Well, speaking of Alexis, do you keep in touch with those guys at all?
Over the holidays, I saw Steel. We went and played handball, which is a game that we invented in Southern Ontario. It's not like your European handball with nets and stuff. It's kind of interesting, and I don't know if I can really explain it. It'd take too long. We'd have to have diagrams and stuff like that. But, yeah, and I mean, Wade's pretty busy doing Gallows now, and he's got another band that he's starting, and he's doing Black Lungs, and so he's got lots of stuff. And I mean, I don't see them obviously as much as I used to. But
now, Dallas, last time we spoke, you said that the reason Alexis on Fire broke up was because you wanted to focus on solo stuff. But I mean, for a guy who juggled two very successful yet diametrically opposed bands for so long, I can't help but wonder: do you have any other musical irons in the fire?
Yeah, I mean, I've always got ideas going on in my head, but I think, you know, one of the main reasons was I just wanted to give City and Color more of a chance, you know, because I never really had that opportunity to do with it what I thought maybe could be done. I don't even know if I can talk about this or not, but I will. There's this this DJ from the UK who's he has this this song that was like an instrumental song, like a big on the dance charts. I don't know. But they're doing like they want to do like a radio edit with like the description in the email, the blanket email they sent out was meaningful vocals. And I got a hold of it, you know, because they just send it out to a bunch of people and see what they get back. And I just whipped something up on it and sent it back to them, and they liked it. So me and him are kind of working on doing that right now, which will be completely different than anything you've ever heard from me. It's like a straight up house song with me singing on it. So,
well, Dallas Green, thank you again for being here in the Sonic Listener Lounge. I was told that in addition to the Grand Optimist, you were also going to perform a cover song for us.
Am I doing a cover? I don't think I'm doing a cover.
Don't do one.
I would like to do one. I just was not prepared to do one. What covers do I know that I could do easily? I'm going to do, this is called Love Don't Live Here Anymore. It's a Rose Royce song, but Madonna made it popular.
City and Color in the Sonic Listener Lounge.
Thank you. this emptiness of memories of what we had before. Then you went away, you found a new place to stay, another home. You've abandoned me, love don't live here anymore. No, no. It's just a vacancy.
City in Color live at the Sonic Listener Lounge. Love Don't Live Here Anymore. Cool cover. So you're playing again tonight at the Jubilee Auditorium, another sold-out show with the Low Anthem. What can you tell us about those guys?
They are, man, they are such a great band. It's crazy. They're from Providence, Rhode Island, and they have everything on stage except for the kitchen sink. Like, they have everything from a singing saw to this part where Ben, the singer, he does this really crazy thing with two cell phones. I don't know if he did it last night. Did he?
He asked everybody in the audience to call each other.
Yeah, and then he whistles into them, and it's makes this crazy sound and beautiful harmonies. And sometimes they're this crazy raucous thing, and then they'll get and stand around one mic and just do these like beautiful bluegrass harmonies. Like, yeah, they're just very talented, good people.
Well, Dallas Green, thank you so much again for being here. It really does mean a lot to us and our listeners. Continued success. City in Color, everybody.
Hear more of this interview and other off-air highlights at lanemitchell.com. Your gateway to exclusive interviews and other modern rocky goodness from Sonic 1029.com.